Much of Alaska's 44,500 miles of coastline is far from developed. There's not much going on locally that makes a mess, but thanks to persistent ocean currents, old junk from around the world continues to wash ashore. Some arrives after floating around for decades. David Gaudette is director of the Alaska Marine Stewardship Foundation.
We find what we believe are old nets from perhaps the days when the JVs or the foreign fleets were fishing off of the coast. We're also part of the great shipping route, and there are containers that fall over. We do find curious items. Last year there was a container of fly swatters that went over, and fly swatters were found all the way from Montague Island and Prince William Sound to Kodiak. And also the gyre, the North Pacific gyre, brings us debris from as far as Japan.
The foundation has $54,000 set aside for work in Port Hyden. Local teams will work around Ship Creek, about 20 miles north of Port Hyden, along with Stroganoff Spit. Gaudette says teaming up with communities takes advantage of local knowledge of shorelines and also makes sense logistically.
Most of these cleanups require lots of equipment. They require a boat or four-wheelers or trucks to move it. And we're certainly not going to be able to ship it into these remote areas and do anything economically. So working with them is the only way. Typically, we develop a contract with them to do so much work and in particular areas, and they will supply trucks and people for doing the work.
A big question for Gaudette this summer concerns the debris from the 2011 Japanese tsunami. Enormous amounts of foam from oyster farm buoys and destroyed houses made its way to Alaskan beaches last year. Gaudette says a project near Sitka is providing the first reports of this year's tsunami debris.
They're just getting on the ground, just getting started, and they said, yeah, there's more of the foam. It's, you know, a lot of it piled up over the winter.
The Alaska Marine Stewardship Foundation will put $420,000 this summer towards work in 9 communities, including Yakutat, Nelson Lagoon, and St. Paul Island. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.